When the supper was ended, the captain of the thieves thought that the time for revenging himself on Ali Baba had come. "I will make them both drink much wine," thought he, "and then the son, against whom I bear no malice, will not prevent my plunging my dagger into the heart of his father, and I shall escape by way of the garden, as I did before, while the cook and the slave are at their supper in the kitchen." Instead, however, of going to supper, Morgiana did not allow him time to carry out his wicked plans. She dressed herself as a dancer, put on a suitable headdress, and wore round her waist a fancy girdle of gold, to which she fastened a dagger made of the same metal. Her face was hidden by a very handsome mask. When she had so disguised herself, she said to Abdallah, "Take your tabour, and let us go and entertain our master's guest, who is the friend of his son, as we do sometimes by our performances." Abdallah took his tabour and began to play as he walked before Morgiana and entered the room. Morgiana followed him, making a low curtsy, and performed several dances. At length she drew out the dagger, and dancing with it in her hand, she surpassed all she had yet done by her light movements and high leaps, sometimes thrusting the dagger as if to strike, and at others holding it to her own bosom as if to stab herself. At length, as if out of breath, she took the tabour from Abdallah with her left hand, and holding the dagger in her right, she held out the tabour to Ali Baba, who threw a piece of gold into it. Morgiana then held the tabour out to his son, who did the same. Husam, who saw that she was coming to him next, had already taken his purse from his bosom and was putting his hand into it, when Morgiana, with great courage, suddenly plunged the dagger into his heart.